Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Somebody's favorite radio program.
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Hello there, kiddies. It's a Trucker Tuesday already. How are you today, Harry Mayes?
I'm great.
Robin, how are you today?
I am hanging in there, Tony Bruno.
It was like a delayed response.
Yes,
there, Robin.
It was.
You're either good or you're bad.
Hey, you
or,
know.
Or, as we say in Italy, mezza mezza, half and half. You know what I'm saying? We've got halftime, Harry. It is halftime in the Major League Baseball world. How about that?
Wow.
Do you realize that?
Well, yeah. I remember we were talking yesterday about some of these teams are at that 30-game mark.
Yes, they
so
are.
That would be halfway on this 60-game strange season that we're in.
Now, you got the Dodgers are 22-8. That's 30 games.
Yeah.
The Oakland A's are 20-10. They played 30. Your San Diego Super Padres are back in action tonight.
Right.
They're 18-12.
7-0 since we went on the mightier 1090.
Exactly. And even the San Francisco Gigante with the great Gabe Kapler
Stop.
At the controls. 14-16, Harry.
Stop.
And what's interesting to note here, as Vin Scully would say during Dodger broadcasts, we may have how many California teams in the postseason now that they have the expanded playoffs?
Four!
That's right. And you know what only California team would not be in the postseason?
The
this year,
Angels.
Your Los Angeles, yes. Disneyland adjacent Anaheim Angels, 9-21, Harry. They have played 30 games as well.
Awful.
But 9-21 is not good. And you look at that team,
poor
and
Mike
people
Trout.
Are wondering, Mike Trout and then Anthony Rendon.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, he went there. Well, you know, he's coming off a World Series championship.
He
at least he got his ring. Now he got paid. But Mike
Trout.
Yeah, but
he's still a professional hitter. Those guys are both professional hitters.
Yeah, I'm just saying this from an overall career standpoint. Like, Mike Trout may never see a meaningful playoff series.
And then the question is, and I've seen it around now all over the place, who's going to be buyers and sellers in Major League Baseball, right?
Right.
And you would think, what are the Angels going to do? Listen, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball.
Yeah.
Anthony Rendon is maybe the best focused hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
And some guys, it's not just about the money. You don't think Mike Trout would like to taste a postseason?
Yeah, true. I definitely think he would. I know he would. But I'm just saying that they're not moving anybody of that ilk this season in such a weird year. I think you just sort of say, hey, we're 9-21. We're probably not. We're not making the playoffs because you'd basically have to go 21-9 the rest of the way to get to 30 wins to have a real chance to get in, right?
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
No.
But you're not going to just sell off big parts like that. You just say, scrap it. It was a weird year. Let's reload for next year. Let's get Ohtani fully healthy, things like that.
Hey, look, even he's not even having a good year at the plate. Forget about the pitching when he started that opening day and then he got hurt. He's not even hitting well. So the Angels are the only California team. But how about that, Harry? That isn't surprising. Look, the Giants are bad, but they're 14-16.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many teams are worst? And they're playing in maybe the toughest division in baseball right now. When you look at that National League West, Harry, who's playing better? You look at those teams and you look at the rest of baseball. Now, the American League East with the Yankees and the
Rays.
And the Rays, but you go deeper than that. Baltimore's not any good.
Yeah, they've leveled off. They've come back to
Toronto's
their level.
Toronto's okay.
They're okay.
Obviously,
Boston stinks.
Well, Boston stinks.
Year. Yeah.
So the Reds, you know, the American League East is a two-team race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the American League Central Division. Obviously, the White Sox, obviously the Twins are the class of that. But the White Sox, you know, they're hanging in there. They're playing better now. But when you look around baseball, you can see who the haves and the have-nots are already at the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you look in the in that National League, and the Dodgers are purely the class
Absolutely.
Of the National League, as everybody kind of anticipated beforehand. It's not a shock at all. I mean, you start looking at the Central Division. Everybody, you know, there's two teams above 500, and one of them has only played 18 games, and that's the Cardinals at 10-8. The Cubs have command of that of division for a 3-game lead, and in the East, you know, you'd want to say, you know, the Braves, we kind of figured would be the top team.
Yeah, they're the 2-time defending champs, right? I said 3 times now. I've lost track.
And the rest of the league, the rest of that division is average at best.
Exactly. So Albert Pujols did play last night. He passed A-Rod alone in second place on the RBI list. So you look at their roster, you look at their lineup. You know, the Angels are not exactly the Pittsburgh Pirates. And so you're surprised and you look at them. But we have breaking news tonight, Harry. We have a postponement tonight. And it has nothing to do with COVID. Now, the Mets are not going to play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's been postponed. But the Astros game against the Angels that was scheduled for tonight, or actually scheduled for tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I should say, has been postponed because of Hurricane Laura, which is now making its way toward the Gulf Coast. And according to the latest predictions, and I go to Joe Bastardi from WeatherBell.com, he's the guy that helped start AccuWeather.
Mm.
So that guy's legit, the Weather Channel, I should say. And he's saying that it looks like that area down there in Houston, Louisiana, that whole area in the Gulf,
right,
where Houston has been hit many times as far as, even if it's not the full force hurricane, the amount of water that will be going into that area. So
storm surge.
The big storm surge and the heavy winds and rain. So all of our friends down there in Houston checking us out, all of our buddies down there, Sports Map Radio, the headquarters of Sports Map Radio in Houston and all along the Gulf Coast there. People are battening down the hatches right now. Hurricane Laura moving in. So that game between the Astros and the Angels will be made up as part of a doubleheader on September 5th in Anaheim. Los Angeles will be the home team for the first game of the doubleheader, and the Astros will be the home team for the second game of the doubleheader. As the crazy season continues, the rescheduled game will be played as part of a previously scheduled series where the Angels were playing on September 4th and 6th. So we talked about this yesterday, Harry. When you look at baseball and the teams that haven't played as many games,
mm-hmm.
when they get down to the nitty-gritty at the end, once these teams start clinching playoff spots, they're not going to do what the NBA did, unless a team is really, really close. Unless because of the expanded playoffs where there's going to be 16 teams in, they may look at a team that has a chance in one of these divisions when they start sorting out the American League playoff teams and the National League playoff teams there, you know, because you got a close race going on. I mentioned Dodgers and Padres right now are the class of the West. Rockies are under 500. The Giants are moving up. They've won 6 in a row. Diamondbacks have lost 6 in a row. And so the Giants moved ahead of the Diamondbacks. Now the Rockies are hanging in there. But then you look at the rest. The Reds are having an up and down season.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates, even though they've won 3 in a row, they're not going anywhere.
No.
And even the Milwaukee Brewers, Harry.
It's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers have been up and down. You know, they're like playing 500 baseball. They win a couple games, they lose a couple games, so they're just hanging in there. So it's the Cubs and the Cardinals right now, and the Cardinals have played 18 games. So they are still 12 games, Harry, even though they've only played 18 of the 30 mm-hmm. that they were supposed to have played. They've got a lot of games to make up, but here they are sitting in second place in the National League Central, 3 games behind the Chicago Cubs, and the Cubs have played 28 games. And so the Cardinals are the team right now, probably behind the eight ball, worse than anybody, because the Phillies have started making up games. They play 24, so the Phillies are 6 games that they still have to play from makeups.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Marlins have only played 12 and 11. They played 23 games, so they're 7 games behind that they have to make up. And then the Cincinnati Reds have played 17 games as well.
That's still quite a bit, though, to make up over the course of a month.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when you were talking before we came on, the Phillies, for example, had an off night.
They've had two straight Mondays
I know,
off.
And you're thinking, with all these games you have to make up, but I guess it's all scheduling. The problems are, how are you going to get a team to come in for one day and make up a game that you missed earlier, and you're going to have more people traveling back and forth? So that's what's going on.
It's a clutterbuck.
Yes, it is.
It really
and by
is.
The way, speaking of clutterbuck, Harry, we would like to thank the Philadelphia Flyers
already
for participating.
You are already out on the Flyers after one game.
No, I'm not out, but I'll tell you what. And you know me, Harry, I'm not a homer. Do I want to see the Flyers win? Absolutely.
Of course.
But when they get it's this simple. You don't even have to be a hockey expert. If the Flyers fall behind in a game, they're going to lose.
That's right.
If they take a lead in the game,
chances are they can win.
They're going to win.
Yeah.
Because just like the teams they're playing in the Islanders, and if you haven't watched the Islanders, they are an incredible team. And you know what they did last night that the Flyers don't do? They shoot the puck.
Mm-hmm. regardless of having an open window.
You got a 70-year-old guy standing at the point who's got a gray beard who hasn't scored a goal in 10 years in the playoffs. Yeah, Robin, how about the mic, the off mic button when you get up and take your headsets off?
No.
No, it wasn't. It was a lot of noise. I was looking around to see who did it. Jesus, I have to give Robin the first one of those of the day.
Having been here for about 40 minutes before the show, I think there's going to be more of those today.
Absolutely, Harry. Well, our buddy Ryan Rothstein could not make the trip yet. Yeah. The situation at home. We hope everything's all right there.
Yeah.
But meanwhile.
But we got Couch Guy back today.
Couch Guy is standing
up. He was out
today.
Yesterday. It looks like they're on a tag team here.
Yeah, exactly. Tag team's back in town.
Platooning it, yeah.
Yeah,
platoon. Is this a platoon situation?
Well, you know who gets back on the hill today for those New York Yankees? The man, Gerrit Cole.
Oh. Yes.
He's still 4-0. This guy hasn't lost a decision in like 29 starts.
And the Yankees are getting healthy, you know.
They are.
You look at the schedule. You got some good matchups, Harry. We mentioned the Angels in Houston has been postponed tomorrow night. You got the New York Mets in Miami. That's a titanic battle.
Mm-hmm.
Boston and Toronto, meh. Baltimore, Tampa Bay, the Rays. How good are the Rays?
Well, it's Yankees and Braves, too. That's a good one.
Yeah, Yankees and Atlanta Braves. That's one.
Minnesota, Cleveland.
Yep. But right now, the Yankees and Braves, I believe that's going to be on ESPN every night for the rest of the week.
Is that what the program is
going to
be?
Whenever the Yankees are on against a semi-decent team, they automatically – they don't. You know how in NFL they do the when they do the flex scheduling?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the Yankees start playing better, they automatically flex to a Yankee game on national television. Wonder why that is.
Yeah, it is.
And the Texas Rangers against your Oakland A's, Harry. So you look at the good teams, and I mentioned them all. And the Dodgers and the Giants, Harry, those two teams don't like each other. They're in San Francisco. Will Gabe Kapler be able to go out there and shock the world against the Doyer?
No. Where is that, Doyer?
Doyer. It's in the system here. I got to find it. I have to go back and look into the
details. I love that.
Doyer. You know who that was, right?
That's Manny Mota.
The great Manny Mota. Now I got to go all the way back. I can't push my thumb that fast. I'm not one of these tweeters who can tweet with two thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
You tweet with two thumbs, huh?
Yes.
I hate to do it to you.
Sometimes I fat finger it, though.
Doyer.
And your San Diego Padres should feast again tonight. They're taking on the Seattle Mariners in San Diego, Harry.
Yeah, minus 200.
Wow.
Chris Paddock on the hill.
Yes, indeed.
Dude, isn't that team fun to watch, though?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Tatis, all those young guys. That's going to be a team out west, I feel like. It's going to catch a lot.
No doubt about it. They are stacked, man. Yeah. That may be the scariest lineup in the National League right now.
Exactly.
And there's some pretty good lineups out there.
They are, yeah. They're giving those teams on the West Coast, the Dodgers and all them. Padres making a little noise. And remember, it was like Machado was the big signing, obviously. Was that last offseason?
Yeah.
But it's like having guys like Tatis coming up.
Yep.
Big. Those Tommy Pham. There are a lot of good moves for the Padres.
But by the way, speaking of Fernando Tatis Jr., Harry, do you know how much money he's making this year as a rookie in the National League, what his salary is this year, minimum? Take a guess.
Let's say $400,000.
$219,000.
Wow.
His rookie card... certified Topps rookie card sold for $226,630 at the
more
same
than he
auction.
Makes.
Exactly. So his baseball rookie card is worth more than he's going to make this year.
Wow.
Somebody was willing to spend $222,630. He makes $219,000. Wow. Maybe the guy who bought that card should give him $200,000. And say, dude, you're way underpaid. I know you're a rookie, but take the money now. You know who's going to join us? John McMullen. A lot of football to get to. We got baseball. We got NBA. We got hockey. We got it all covered for you. So stick around. We're just getting started. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays. As we are on SiriusXM 211, Sports Map Radio, twitch.tv/Tony Bruno Show. Yo.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
All excited, Harry. I got the DraftKings app up. I'm ready to fire, Harry. All kinds of great stuff. We got golf coming up again this weekend. I'm even watching women's golf from last weekend. That's how golfed up I am.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I'm watching the women play at Troon over in Scotland.
Yes.
Wearing full metal jackets because it's always cold and miserable over there.
It's not miserable. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. There's overcast. It's drizzling.
That's perfect.
Everybody's got long johns on.
That's perfect.
It's Scotland in the summertime, Harry. Oh. Come on, man.
It's great.
It's a little balmy.
Great.
It's balmy.
Put a fleece on. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Now, I love those courses, though. The Troon course that they're playing, You know, there's no fairways. I mean, you got to hit the ball on the green or you're not getting anywhere. There's a couple of spots. There's a couple of fairways. But the par threes, you got to hit after all. It's like playing on some of the courses in L.A. You got to hit over brush and hope you get it on the green if it's a par three.
It's all carry,
if you
bro.
Don't carry it onto the green, you ain't finding your ball, Harry. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Meanwhile, let's get it back to hockey because I was talking about the Islanders. And the Islanders right now look great. They absolutely do. Tonight, big game, Boston, Tampa Bay, Vegas and Vancouver. Vegas and the Islanders right now, both playing great. Boston looked great the other night. Mm-hmm. Who needs Tuukka Rask?
Well,
they didn't need him.
They did look great.
He was holding them back, Harry.
But Tampa Bay had a good third period.
Yes, they did.
So they might be able to get something off of that.
Well, they're going to have to because the Boston Bruins are playing great. Vegas is playing great. And then John McMullen's playing great. He's over there at Eagles training camp. He's watching closely so that we don't have to. He's getting tested. And although now with the 77 test story from yesterday over the weekend, Harry, does John McMullen now worry about his tests coming back positive, but he may be negative, or his tests coming back negative, but he may be positive? Is he afraid now when they stick that swab up his nose and go, bam, and then swirl it around all the way up in his sinus cavities and pull it out and then send it to some stinking lab in New Jersey? Only to not know what the results will be, Harry.
You really got to clean out your nose before you go in there to get tested, don't you?
Let's go to a man who has the answers to these questions and so many more National Football League topics of the day. The great John McMullen, NFL and Eagles insider. John, take the robe off now. We're ready to go. Is the robe off?
You know, it's interesting, Harry brings up you got to clean your nose. That was my thought process, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they yelled at me because it was too clean.
No.
They ate something up there.
Really?
It's a catch-22.
Now, what happens if you're like me, you know, and you have a little sinus condition? If I don't take my Claritin in the morning, I got to do the snot rocket thing.
Oh,
can you get off a snot rocket at the Eagles parking lot before you go in and get the swab test?
Well, they have their space shield. So I feel very sorry for those people. I really do. They're just looking up people's noses all morning.
Wow.
It's not pleasant. I can't imagine it's pleasant.
That's all right.
I feel bad.
We got a whole media looking up LeBron's butt every day. So, I mean, that's same thing, John. All right, so no, seriously, 77 tests, and I'm sure when you heard this and you're there every day, you got to be thinking the same thing. How does the NFL, a multi-billion dollar league, have all these tests done, and then they all come back positive, but then they turn out to be false positives?
Yeah, it was a problem with the lab, and it's always the New Jersey lab, of course, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you mentioned 77 positives, false positives. And, yeah, my tests, for instance, get sent to that same lab, and it was interesting because the Eagles never confirmed. A lot of teams confirmed the false positives and how many people were out. The Eagles had 9 players out between 2 practices. So don't know for sure it was part of that process. But there are 10 or 11 teams hit around the league with these false positives. And, yeah, I mean, it's an issue. All you have to do is imagine if it happened during a game week.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone says, well, it's cleared up. It's the next day. You're out of the facility for 24 hours. But you know these teams. And look at Buffalo with Josh Allen, their starting quarterback. If that were a game week, I mean, he's not at practice. He's not preparing for 24 hours, even if you correct a mistake. So you go back to Matthew Stafford, that was the first one, the false positive. I think people have kind of been sold a bill of goods with these tests and the fact that they're perfect, they're not perfect. That's pretty evident. What helps is the daily testing so you can correct mistakes as quickly as possible. But they're supposed to stop that a few days before the September 10th opener. So I think this might have them rethinking that and saying we got to continue with daily testing because these things aren't perfect.
Yeah, but isn't it encouraging that they're making mistakes the right way as opposed to just telling everybody they're positive and then shocking the world and having columnists and Mike Florio and Peter King writing columns that they have to shut the NFL down like yesterday?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem. I think in a lot of ways that's the biggest hurdle of all because if you do have a positive test and you do have a team that does have whatever, if it's 8 or 9 players that some of these teams had with the false positives, I mean, that would create exactly what you just said. That would create panic and say, yeah, there would be certain people saying we got to shut this thing down. And that public relations hurdle is something not only the NFL has to deal with, but every professional sport. And by the way, society as a whole, I mean, everybody's dealing with that. And there's a lot of bad information, and there's a lot of panic when somebody tests positive.
Well, John, did that make you, when you found out about the 77 false positives, did that make you look at the 192,000 positive cases in the state of New Jersey thus far with a little bit more of a jaundiced eye?
It does, because I know the testing isn't perfect, but that was before what happened on Saturday. And especially early in the process, forget about now, but very early when you heard about positive tests, I mean, there was a lot of problems with testing. So, I mean, I looked at my own test results and looked at it a little bit closer, expecting to see a red instead of a green because of all the false positives. Luckily, it didn't happen to us. But, if you don't have daily testing, and remember, most people, and this is why I advocate, if you just have a cold and you want to get a COVID test, I don't recommend it. I really don't. Because unless you're getting daily testing, and not a lot of people have the access mm-hmm. to that, obviously, and industries don't even have the ability to do it unless you have the financial heft of the NFL, if you're feeling okay, don't do it.
Exactly. The great John McMullen. Now, we got some big injury news today also. But the first news, let's do the positive news, people getting paid.
Yeah.
How about that Buda Baker? The Arizona Cardinals take a Washington safety, and he comes in, and he's like, great, in 2 years, all pro. The Eagles take guys from the Pac-12, and they're all stiffs. What the hell is going on out there, John?
Oh, that's a shot at Sidney Jones. You're not the first one. But, hey, I mean, if you can't stay on the field, you're not going to be successful in this league, and that's been Sidney Jones' problem. But Buda Baker has turned into one of the NFL's best safeties. And you know how these contracts work, Tony. I mean, the next guy, he sets the bar for the next guy. I don't necessarily think he's the best safety in football, but I certainly think he's developed into a top 10 safety, and he deserves that contract.
And you know what he does?
The next guy.
You know what he does, John? He tackles. This guy this guy was the only defensive, the only player in the NFL who had 100 or more solo tackles last year. So he's a good tackler. He doesn't intercept the ball, but he rushes the passer. He has 33 rushes in his first two seasons. So he's a guy that you want in a safety. He doesn't have to be spectacular. Make the plays, make the tackles, and then when you got to go up and stop the run, go up there and stop the run and rush the quarterback. And, you know, everybody looks at numbers.
Tackling's kind of a lost art in this league, and a lot of it has to do, I mean, you know, very few live sessions in practice now. Certain teams never go live. So if you don't practice it, you tend not to be very good at it, as opposed to the old days when you had two-a-days and you had all these live sessions, and the older players will tell you how difficult it was. But they learned how to tackle, and now it's a different game. So when you do have safeties who sort of have that old-school mentality and will stick their nose in run support, yeah, it's really, really important, and they're really difficult to find.
Now, in the end, because I'm getting a lot of, well, you know, tackles, he doesn't have any interceptions. I'd mentioned that. But he does tackle. You know, and the other thing is, well, if your safety's making all the tackles, what does that say? That says that your linebackers suck, and they can't. If the Eagles had defensive backs who can make tackles, they would have been in the Super Bowl again one more time. Talk about bad tackling teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think people get caught up in, you know, every team has good players in this league, and we talk about valuable positions versus devalued positions, and that's over a large sample size. Small sample size, you saw Derrick Henry. I mean, obviously there's running back is no less valued position in the league, probably linebacker on the defensive side of football. But you have great linebackers. You have great running backs. You can still be difference makers. Again, it's macro versus micro, essentially. So if you look at it from that macro level and you say, yeah, this position isn't valued, but then you get a great player at that position who does great things, and all of a sudden you value it. And that's how the NFL is. You get good players, and you build around those players.
Follow John on Twitter, at JF McMullen. All right, John, speaking of old-school safeties, anything new on the Earl Thomas front? I know that Dallas, everybody thinks he's going to go to Dallas. Some are saying New England and the Niners have interest. What's the latest here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the logical conclusion is Dallas for two reasons. I mean, that's where Earl wants to be. He's always wanted to be there, essentially, as a Texas native. And Jerry Jones likes collecting big-name players, and he's a big-name player. That guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Obviously, there's issues when you look at things, how they ended not only in Baltimore but also in Seattle. So you have to do your due diligence as far as that. But, again, you look at Jerry Jones's history, he's willing to give people 57 chances, never mind second chances. So, to me, it just makes too much logical sense, and I think that's where he's going to end up.
But interestingly enough, I was reading Jason Lockenfour on CBS, and he was saying that a lot of his teammates in Baltimore – did not like him at all, that he was a bad guy in the clubhouse. He was a bad guy on the field. He thought that it was all about him. And so, again, these are teammates, unnamed, of course, who were saying that, you know, there was no, they were not surprised that he finally got in trouble, not just with arguing with a teammate and hitting him, but other stuff that was going around inside that clubhouse.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of weird, Tony and John, that, you know, these players that play in Seattle, Pete Carroll runs a different setup up there. The players are kind of rule the roost. Yep. And then when those guys go elsewhere and they have to fit into a different culture, sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Pete is a guy who's a little laissez-faire, let's put it that way. Maybe he's smoking a little bit too much. But he's had a tremendous, tremendous success. Mm-hmm. So he gets away with it. And rightfully so, by the way. But then you go into a situation where it's John Harbaugh, and it's going to be different. So, even if you go back to Seattle, I mean, the enduring image of Earl Thomas is being carted off the field when he's injured and he's given the middle finger to his own sideline. Yeah. So, I mean, there are issues there as well.
You know, you can get away with it if you're a bad guy, if you can still play.
Yeah.
Once you're a bad guy and you can't play anymore,
they will
run you out of here
in
a heartbeat.
And here in Philadelphia, I think it's interesting because the early parts of Brandon Graham's career, ever heard about was Earl Thomas and Jason Pierre-Paul and what a mistake they made. Now you fast forward. And look, as I said, Earl's going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, he was a great, great player. But as you mentioned, not the best guy, whereas Brandon Graham has been a great player, late bloomer, but he's the ultimate glue guy in the locker room. So now everybody's happy. How things change so quickly in this league.
Well, speaking of the Eagles, some injury issues with the offensive line here these last couple of days, right?
Yeah, Andre Diller was back today. He had an upper body injury, left, I think, Sunday.
So was that a hand? Was that his hand?
Don't know officially. It looked to me like it was limping, so I said lower body. And they never tell you hockey, but they did designate upper body. Obviously, the main gist of this is it's not serious because he only missed one full practice and he was back today. And that's obviously good news. The Eagles are being very cautious with Lane Johnson. He's not seriously hurt. They're just trying to get as healthy for week one as possible. So they should be on track now with their entire starting offensive line for week one. And that's the goal. You don't have time to prepare, so you might as well get there healthy.
You know what I forgot to put on today before I came on the show? Bucket hat. It's bucket hat day around the NFL.
It is bucket hats
today all over training
camp. I love
camp.
Bucket hats.
I know. Man. I got two of them, and I didn't wear one. I didn't even wear one on the boat when I was fishing in the rain.
Man, I wish I would have known. I would have brought one. I've got a couple of them.
I got a couple of them, too. I've got my American Century one, which I love. That's my favorite bucket hat. John,
well,
are you a bucket hat guy?
I have bucket hats, I didn't wear a bucket. If it's a walk-through day, you should wear a bucket hat. But we don't get that advance notice, so you never know. Mm-hmm. And today was 93, maybe. So you just got to cover up whatever way possible.
Exactly right. Now, John, we mentioned injuries, and the Browns now have lost their second-round safety, Grant Delpit from LSU, in a non-contact Achilles injury during warm-ups. And right after, a short time later, his college teammate from LSU, Greedy Williams, pulled up with a shoulder injuries, shoulder situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL. Most Achilles injuries are usually non-contact. Not all, but if that's one of those injuries. A lot of ACLs are non-contact as well. Those are just difficult, obviously. You mentioned Sidney Jones at the beginning of this conversation. That's what happened to him at his pro day, non-contact, obviously. And that really changed the entire trajectory of his career. So that's obviously a very difficult injury. And it's what the NFL is, and it's always been that way. It's attrition, and whoever handles it the better. The best tends to be among the best teams in this league.
John McMullen, the other news is that a guy that you and Harry Mays and all the other Philadelphia locals were trying to run out of here, looks like he's lighting it up at Raiders camp. Yes?
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about.
Nelly?
Nelson Aguilar, apparently.
I thought you were talking about Brett Brown trying to run him out.
No. I've never tried to run him out. I'm talking about Nelson Aguilar. How about that out there?
I mean, Nelson's got tremendous talent. Obviously, he's a former first-round pick. He can do everything you need to do as a receiver. He can run. He runs great routes, except he can't catch the football. And that's a big part of it. And if you can't, you can't catch the football consistently, it'll show up there.
You mean, is that sort of like the 76ers' second piece of the process, that can't shoot the basketball, which is a big part of the game, unfortunately?
That's a big part of it, yeah. I mean, you're not going to wake up and turn into Chris Carter overnight. So I'm pretty confident that Nelly's going to start dropping the football in Las Vegas.
They're going to have to rely on him, though, because Terrell Williams, their free agent pickup from a year ago, signed that four-year, $44 million deal, now has a torn labrum, but he says he's going to try to play through it. Remember, he had the plantar fasciitis earlier that he got over and played well last year for the Raiders. So, I mean, they do have a bunch of receivers.
Yeah, and I guarantee you the Raiders are going to be intrigued because they're going to see him. They're going to see him get separation on corners, and they're going to say, oh, wow, look at the way he can run. And they're going to say, hey, we got something here. And then Sunday's going to show up game day and going to drop the football.
How do you know? But they do have Henry Ruggs, the 12th pick in the draft.
From Alabama.
And then they took Brian Edwards in the third round. So they've got a bunch of receivers out in the camp.
Well, it's not a small sample size at this point. You say to yourself, okay, there are guys, I just mentioned one, Brandon Graham, who turned the corner, who performed very poorly. So it's not like anybody, it hasn't clicked for him. But you're talking 5 years with Nelson Aguilar consistently, even in his best season when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and he played very well in the actual Super Bowl. He dropped the football that year as well. People just forget about it because they like the end result.
That's why you can't go after Pac-12 guys. That's the problem with the Eagles. They love those Pac-12 guys that nobody sees except the gamblers who are up late at night on a Saturday night watching Pac-12 games that nobody cares about.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Players from the Pac-12.
I know, I'm just kidding. The Eagles don't seem to have... The only guys in the Pac-12 who turn out to be really, really great players, Harry?
Which ones?
They're not corners. Because you look around the league, how many great corners, other than, Polamalu, Stanford tight ends, those are the best players in the Pac-12.
Tight end U.
Yeah. It is tight end U.
Stanford or
Iowa.
Iowa would be tight end U.
Iowa too,
Throw them in there.
Hey, John, your buddy Nigel Bradham is on the street again. Is there any thought to the Eagles bringing him back because they are needy at that position?
No, Nigel burned that bridge last year. I think I mentioned on the show, he did a couple weird things. That final preseason game, he just didn't show up for the team bus to go up to MetLife Stadium. Didn't call anybody, didn't tell anyone. Just didn't show up.
Well, and then it was later just preseason. It's just preseason.
Yeah, but how about the Washington game that clinched the playoff spot?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I was there down there in the Washington Redskin stadium.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Nigel also, people forget, was hurt. He missed about four games, somewhere in that range. And I was coming back, and he had a rehab appointment, and he just didn't show up. And the Eagles were going to cut him. And he said, well, I'm going to play, so I decided not to show up. But he didn't tell anybody. And that's like you, Harry, saying, hey, you're not going to show up for the show. You just don't show up. You don't tell anybody. It's not good.
No, I don't do that.
That's not okay.
No, I would
Nobody
not do
does that.
No.
Nobody does that.
Wait a minute.
Who does that? Who has time?
Exactly.
Now, Tony Bruno, Jeff Bruder
on the Twitch stream pointed out that you said the word Redskin, which is accurate.
I'm going to say because
they,
he was with the Redskins at the time.
At the time,
was last year.
That's
exactly
what it was called.
Yeah.
If the
it's
players from that team,
reference.
Who was it? The quarterback, remember? Mark Rippon, didn't he say, I won with the Washington
that's
Redskins?
Right.
You
that's
can't
true.
Erase
he's
history.
A Redskins. He's a former Redskins.
You know what I'm going to call them this year?
I almost said Oakland Raiders when we were talking
I did too.
Oh, yeah.
But I caught
too.
Myself.
I did, but then I started thinking.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
But I'm not going to call them the Washington football team this year. I'm going to give them my own name, the Washington Deadskins. That's not offensive, is it? Because dead skins are bad, too. You want to exfoliate.
Yeah,
you know when you go into the spa and you get the loofah?
A little lotion.
And you get, like, that short Filipino woman to climb up on your back and get that loofah and give you
the
deep
scrub. No, it's the Korean spa.
Koreans. I don't care, as long as they're Asian. You get that little Asian woman about 98 pounds, gets up there with the loofah, and you're on your face down on that table.
She has to be Asian.
Yeah, preferably.
Well, the Korean spa, that's what they're known for, scrubbing off the dead skin.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, and
it's
then
fantastic.
They wash it down, and you can build another human being
seriously.
With all the dead skin that comes
that's
off.
That's disgusting.
It's amazing.
Robert Kraft, the frequenter of those
yes,
establishments.
Yes, he is. Yes, disgusting. The Orchids of Asia, baby.
Only 18 days, 21 hours until that first game.
Yes, Harry has a countdown clock on opening day in the National Football League, and I'll ask you a question again, John. Will it happen? Will opening day happen in the NFL?
Of course. We have a less than 1% positivity rate if you take out false positives. Everything's going well, except for the BioReference lab in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Shut it down.
Shut that lab down. Get the Balco guys in there. They'll clean it up. Clear or the cream?
I think it's in a, you know, seriously enough, I think it's in a strip mall as well.
Is that right?
That's what happens.
Well,
you know, they've got those schifozos up there in North Jersey.
Probably near a jug handle, too.
Exactly. Hey, John, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you later in the week. There he is, John McMullen, baby.
All right, thanks, guys.
Football. Football, yo. Coming back. Open phones, 215-462-TONY, 215-462-8669. And the strapper line, Harry. 856-818-4045. Any good strapper line calls, Josie, today?
A new Captain Bob one.
Oh, wow. I love Captain Bob.
But we are guest-free for a couple of segments, so
yes.
It'd be
yes,
a great time to get in.
Yes. You want to talk? Talk now or forever hold your peace.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Well, you know what I did this morning, Harry Mays? I finally did it. I set up my DraftKings account. After all this time, I'm telling everybody every day.
Well, you had another one, but you hadn't used it for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you created a brand new one as Tony Bruno Show.
Correct. And now I am in the mix, as we like to say. I'm in the hopper, Harry. I could win up to $100 million. Not all of it. I could win $1 million because one lucky winner is going to win $1 million in a cash prize. As DraftKings, the absolute leader in daily fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports, giving away $100 million in prizes. You want to claim your share? I did. All you have to do is download the app, and you sign up using promo code Bruno. I even used promo code Bruno. And they said, hey, I know that guy. I know him. I know him. Enter DraftKings free football survivor pool. That's what I got. You get to play for free. DraftKings survivor pool. Bam! I already made my first pick in the first game, Harry.
You did?
In the survivor pool.
Oh, okay. For football.
Yes.
All right.
That's how you do it.
I was wondering if you made a pick for tonight's
hoop action.
No, not
yet. You got to do first things first.
All right.
You get a top prize for one lucky winner of $1 million, and you get that. Everybody who signs up gets a free football survivor pool pick. It's an instant bonus prize of at least $5 upon entering. So all you got to do is go to the app. Download the app, Robin.
Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code Bruno, only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
That's two.
That's two
in an hour. You know where I heard that the other night?
I don't know why I have such a hard time with
we're
eligibility.
On pace.
What's the live over under right
I'll
right
tell
now?
You what. We're
we got
on
live
pace.
Action now.
Exactly.
What's the over under? Now, Robin's had a tough morning now. She's trying to juggle stuff. She's down here last night till midnight. I'm trying to go to bed. I had to get up at 6:30. She's down here at midnight. I'm watching Paranormal caught on camera because I wasn't watching any of crap sports. I wasn't watching politics or any of that crap. I didn't watch any of the convention last week. I ain't watching any of the convention this week.
Well, the Lakers game was a blowout. They were up 80-51 at halftime, Tony.
I turned it off.
Yeah.
And the Lakers are 12.5
Damian Lillard
favorite.
Turned it off,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. And we would like to thank the Portland Trailblazers and all the NBA hype meisters. Oh, Charles Barkley. Come on, Chuck. Didn't he predict a sweep?
He did.
Come
I don't know about a sweep.
No,
did
he said the Portland Trailblazers were going to sweep the Lakers.
Oh, my God.
I hate to do it to you, Chuck.
Listen, if you were tailing he's not picked many winners.
No, he's just riling people up. That's what he does. But, man, at least Portland has riding to go back to. Yeah, I mean, so things we want to get back up there, go out there. It's like 83 consecutive days, Harry, of peaceful protest.
That's
don't call
action.
Him rights. That is action right there. Let's go to Jim in Cheltenham, the official archivist of this program. He must have something racked up on the machine today, Harry. Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Beautiful, man.
Last time I was on here, I promised you a clip. The first time Harry said, get out, get out.
Oh, did you find it?
I found it.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
That's just amazing.
This is talk about archivists.
Now, what year was this?
We can't find something that I asked that was on yesterday's show around here, but Jim can go back decades and find a clip from a show.
What wasn't a decade.
What year?
2011.
2011.
That's 9 years ago.
Wow.
We can't even go back 9 hours and find something that I said that I say, hey, can we go find what I said the other day about the Washington Capitals coach being fired if they don't win game five?
That's good,
relax.
Max.
Yes. I know. Let's relax.
2011, 9 years ago.
Let's go to the tape. That was easy to figure out even for me.
Well, this is when you were doing the Christmas songs, but
right.
Somebody at the station said, let's just keep on doing them with pop songs. So one day you were doing Bad with the Bone.
Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then, Tony, you had the first line, Harry the second line, the contestant had the third line.
This is Singing with the Stunads, the Christmas edition.
And then, unfortunately, your executive producer didn't like the way you sang the first line, so he kept running into the studio. And
now, was that Coach Camille?
Yes, it was.
And he comes running into the studio, and all hell broke loose.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the tape.
I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. Andy, I want to know, baby, because I'm bad to the bone. Uh-oh.
Oh.
And go have a good time.
Not bad, not bad, not bad.
Wait a minute.
Oh, now Coach Camille.
Coach Camille, we
do not number one out here.
We're supposed to go letter of the law, right?
Start too early.
No, I didn't start too early. Get out.
There it is.
I'll get another try.
No, I'm sorry.
You're out.
Good try, though. I'm getting ripped for starting too early. I nailed it. I don't know. He's claiming you started a little early. It sounded fine to me. I nailed it.
There you go, guys.
Wow. That's where the famous get out, get out came from. And that dirty bastard, that Coach Camille, he's still schlepping over
he's still hiding
in his office.
Yep, he's still
hiding under his desk. He's been in hiding longer than Joe Biden, for God's sake.
The only difference is nobody cares where he is.
Exactly right about that.
Jeez.
How long are you still in business there?
Oh, yeah.
For the time being.
Hey, Jim, awesome stuff, my friend. Awesome, awesome.
You're on vacation next week?
Yes, well, we'll be gone.
Will you make a pick for the Kentucky Derby before you leave?
Absolutely.
It's Labor Day weekend this year.
I know. I'll do it next week. I'll do it before the race. I won't do it. I'll phone it in on the show.
Oh, you're going to phone
I'll call into my own show.
You're going to call Eitan?
I'm going to call Eitan.
Okay.
Oh, Eitan will be here next week.
Yeah, Eitan. And you know who else, Eric?
Trey Thomas.
Trey Thomas and Eitan Shander, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
That's right.
How about that?
Yep.
Awesome, man.
All right,
good
Jim.
Stuff, Jim.
Okay,
thank
guys.
You,
have a great vacation.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Now, we have time to get Rick, and I don't think so.
No, we don't.
We're going to hold Rick over.
We need Rick, though, to start off the second hour.
And because in our second hour, we're going guest-free.
Correct.
We'll do heavy phones, Harry.
All right.
Not heavy D and the boys. We may play some of that, too, now that we've found love. What are we going to do with it, Harry?
So, hang on, Rick.
Hang on, Rick. Not Rick Ross. Not Rick Grimes. And not Rick Ross. Did I say Rick Ross already?
Yeah, you did.
I like Rick Ross.
What about
Rick Rubin?
Tony, did you work with Rick Bag at WISP or not?
No, I didn't know.
Well, no, he went by the Dick Bag.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I didn't know him.
Yeah.
Not Rick Fox. It was my neighbor.
Or Rick Roll.
Or Rick Flair. Or Rick James. Or Slick Rick. Or Rick Springfield. Or Ricky James. And all the other Ricks out there. Not Rick Shaw, Harry. Speaking of Orientals. What about Rick Schroeder, Harry? Ricky Schroeder. We're coming back. Phone calls, more fun in the next hour. Stick around.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.